Phil Harris, Rochester, Tennessee, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Gentlemen, once again, it's Sunday, and it's such a beautiful day that Jack and Mary are walking to the studio.
Jack, Mary, this is a perfect day for a walk.
It sure is. The sun is so warm and bright. I'm glad that... Jack, what are you doing?
I'm rubbing some suntan oil on me.
Well, take out the sardines first. It smells terrible.
Mary.
Pull your shirt down. You look silly with a bare midriff.
All right, all right. I was just trying to get a little sunshine. You know, sunshine is very...
Hey, look, Jack. Isn't that Hattie Lamar's nurse coming this way pushing that baby carriage?
Where? Oh, yes. You know, Hattie's baby must be over a year old now.
Yeah, and awful cute.
Yeah, here he comes. Hello, you cute little thing.
Jack, leave the nurse alone and pay attention to the baby.
Oh, and my glasses are so thick. Hey, nurse. Nurse, this is Hattie Lamar's baby, isn't it?
Oui, oui, monsieur. A second baby, ten long bien élevé.
Je n'ai pas mis la mère de la bébé depuis déjeuner. Comment va-t-elle?
Oh, elle va très bien, merci. Elle me parle souvent de vous.
Excusez-moi, je voudrais un croissant de pommes frites.
Quoi?
Mary, what did I say?
You asked her for an order of French fried potatoes.
Oh. Well, I meant to say she was a ripe, a nice tomato. Does the itty bitty baby want a great big man to play with you? All right. Now, here's a little game that all babies like. Now, pay attention, baby. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roasting. And this little piggy had nothing. And this little piggy went, wee!
Jack, we've got a long walk, Jack. Let's get going.
Okay. Wait till I put my shoe on. Goodbye, baby.
Au revoir, mademoiselle.
Au revoir. Je lui dirai ce que vous avez dit.
J'ai assuré que vous n'avez très bien pour expliquer.
What was that?
I canceled the French fried potato. NBC.
Yeah, we're a little early, too. Let's stop in the drugstore and get a sandwich.
Okay. Wait a minute, Mary. Here's the paper. I want to look up the lineup for today's game.
Well, what do you want to know?
I want to find out who is going to pitch for St. Louis and whom is going to pitch for Boston. A feeling whom didn't do so good today. Mary, let's take those two vacant stools on the end.
Here, two right here.
Oh, yes. A waiter. Waiter.
Yeah.
Are these two stools available?
No, they're reserved for Caesar and Cleopatra.
Drugstore with an MC. Sit down, Mary.
Waiter, I'd like a chicken sandwich on white toast.
Yes, ma'am. And you?
Well, I don't know. Have you got a menu?
Here.
Now, let me see.
Don't bend it. It's the only one we have.
I'm not...
And stop drooling on it. There's nothing on there that good.
Every time I come in here, it's the same thing.
Jack, it's your own fault. You antagonize him.
I do not.
You do too.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Give me a cup of coffee and some bread for these sardines.
Sandwich, will you, waiter?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you please put some lettuce on it?
Yes, ma'am. One chicken sandwich with lettuce.
You want the chicken in the middle with your lettuce on top or the lettuce in the middle with your chicken on top?
Well, Mary, that boy sounds familiar. Waiter, tell the chef to come out here.
Yeah, very well. Oh, chef, come out here. The customer wants you.
A customer wants me. I know there's a meat shortage, but he's hard to tell us.
Aren't you the little hot dog man?
Pickling the needle and the mustard on top. Just the way you like them in the house.
Hey, don't you remember me? I bought hot dogs from you last year.
Oh, sure. Sure, I recognize the mustard on your lapel.
Jack, have you had that mustard on your lapel for a whole year?
Well, I hated to take it off. It looks like a discharge button. But, Mr. Gitzel, I can't understand you working as a chef in a drugstore. What happened to your hot dog stand?
Oh, it's an electric musical. My hot dog stand is no longer under my jurisdiction.
Well, how'd you lose them? What happened?
Well, today I bet on Boston.
This game must be over.
Well, that's a shame. Why didn't you bet on St. Louis?
And go against my hometown?
Oh, you're from Boston?
Well, where do you think I got the action?
Well, it's nice seeing you again, Mr. Kitzel.
Mutual.
Well, let's go, Mr. Curry. I want to get in a little early because I asked Edgar Bergen to meet me in the studio. I have a little business I want to talk to him about.
Okay.
Oh, waiter, I'll take the check.
Here you are. That'll be $18.65.
What? One chicken sandwich can't come to $18.65.
I know, but no matter what it is, I'll have to fight for it, so let's make it worthwhile.
Oh, here's 50 cents, and that's plenty. Let's go, Mary. It's the last time I ever come to this drugstore.
But, Jack, if it's good enough for Caesar and Cleopatra, turn it
Mary, in. One MC is enough. Come on. Get the gang together. We'll have a mic rehearsal.
Okay.
And tell Don.
Hey, Chump.
Me?
Yeah, when did you get out of the army?
What?
Jack, wipe that mustard off your lapel.
I'll have it clean. See you later, Mary. Say, Greg, your lumber.
Hello, boss.
Oh, hello, Rochester. What are you doing here? I gave you the day off.
I know, boss, but I've got a date with my new girlfriend, and I saw her. Well, I thought maybe you'd let me use your car.
Well, you got a new girl, huh? Well, of course, Rochester. Of course you can have my car to take her out.
Gee, thanks, boss. And can I borrow that fancy gadget you use when you take your girl for a ride?
Gadget?
Yeah, that thing that makes you run out of gas when you reach Mulholland Drive.
Oh, that thing. No, no, it isn't dependable. Twice it stopped when I was driving Mary's mother to the station. But Rochester, tell me more about this new girl of yours.
She's wonderful, boss. Just wonderful.
Well, I never knew a girl could have such an effect on you. What does she look like, Rochester?
You want me to describe her to you, boss?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a California sunset just as Mother Nature extinguishes its last golden glow with the tranquil waters of the Blue Pacific?
Yes.
Well, put a sweater on and you got it.
Well,
I better run along now. So long, boy.
Go on, Rochester. Have a good time, but be home by 10 o'clock.
What?
I said be home by 10.
You want me to describe it to you again, boy?
No. Go ahead. Well, I can't remember Rochester being so crazy.
Yes, everybody's here now.
Oh, good. Oh, Phil.
Just a minute, Jackson. My boys are limber enough.
Well, they don't have to do it now. Pick up those dice and listen to me.
Okay. Hey, fellas, put away the dice. Take the money off the bass drum and give Frankie's clothes back.
Now, Phil, when you... It's your own fault, Frankie. You shouldn't play if you can't afford to lose. Me gambling, unless it's a sure thing.
Sure thing. You wouldn't bet on Life Boy against D.O. Plenty.
Oh, what a gag. Oh, Libby, what are you waiting for? Join the throng. Get your own joke.
Well, it wasn't that funny. Now, Don.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Now, Dennis, when I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. Now, Don.
Yes, Dad.
There's something I want to talk to you about.
I thought it was most amusing.
Dennis, quiet. Now, Don.
Yes, Dad.
When you started doing your commercial...
I thought it was not only humorous, but sophisticated.
Dennis, I said when I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. Now, Don.
He's mad because I'm a loon.
That's silly. A man saying he's alluring.
What's wrong with that, Jackson? The doctor said I was alluring to strawberry.
That's alluring! That kind of a gag I want you to do on your own show. Now, let's forget it.
Oh,
Dennis, that was a very good song, and you sang it well.
When I want your opinion, I'll ask for it.
What?
I guess that'll hold me.
Edgar Bergen will be here pretty soon, so let's get on with the rehearsal.
Hey, Jackson, it must have been a lot of fun working with Bergen last week, huh?
It was, Phil. I really envy that guy.
Well, why envy him, Jack? You're both big radio stars. You're both very popular.
I know, but look at the setup Bergen has. What a cast. No agent, no contract, no salary. Just a paint job once a year. Anyway, kid, when he comes, I wish you'd leave us alone. I want to talk a little business with him.
What's the matter, Jackson? Didn't he nail it to you?
It's not bad, Phil. He's a nice guy. And I think Edgar Bergen is a great comedian.
I like Fred Allen better than anybody.
If you could get it these days, I'd wash out your mouth with soap.
You know, Jack, I heard Fred's opening show, and he had a very clever idea. His guest stars were Lowell Thomas and H.B. Cottonboy.
I know. He was also supposed to have Gabriel Heater, but thank goodness Heater had some ethics and turned him down.
What do you mean, ethics?
Mary, how could Gabriel Heater possibly go on a program that introduces Fred Allen and start off with, "Ah, yes, there's good news tonight."
Some good news. All I know is that Allen is
Hello, Jack. Hello, everybody.
Well, Edgar, glad you dropped in.
By the way, Jack, I brought Charlie along. I hope you don't mind.
Of course not. I'm always glad to see the root of all evil.
Let's get out of here, Bergen. The guy's corny.
Well, look at him, kid. Isn't he cute?
Yeah, look at that little dimple skin.
And that turned up nose.
Little ears.
Yeah.
Just look me over, folks. Don't think you're a merchandiser.
Well, that's no way to talk to these folks. They're very important people.
What do you mean, important people? I don't even know who they are.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm sorry. This is my cast. I'll introduce you to them.
Well, do. Please, do.
Now, there's Don Wilson, my announcer.
Where?
Right over there.
Wow. I'm in my harpoon as a whale off the starboard dock.
No, Charlie, now you must show more respect. After all, Mr. Wilson is highly regarded in radio circles.
Well, I'm curious, Bergen. Is that his stomach, or is he taking home the family wash?
That was a good one.
Jack, I wish you wouldn't encourage him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Edgar. I'm sorry. Now, Charlie, this is my orchestra leader, Phil Harris.
You're not the Phil Harris.
That's right, the one and only.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Harris, I've always wanted to meet you.
You have?
Yeah. Take up on me, will you?
Not now, Phil. You'll peel the paint off his face.
You know, Charlie, Mr. Harris is not only a musician, he's also a singer.
Yes, I recall, yes. Ham hocks and turnip greens, you know me in New Orleans. That's what I'm about to have, yeah. That must make Bing Crosby feel awfully insecure. You must go worry the South, too, a little, aren't you?
Hey, look, you lay off of me, Bob, or I'll rub you and Mortimer Snurd together and start a fire.
Phil, don't be rude. And now, Charlie, I'd like you to meet someone I know you like very much. The singer of our show, Dennis Day.
Oh, hello, Danny.
Hello, McCarthy. Are you Irish?
Sure, then, that I am.
Ah, it's a pleasure to meet a man in whose veins flows the water of the Lake of Killarney.
And I'm from the old sod, too, I'll have you know. And I still have my father's shillelagh. Oh, Bertie, watch it. Your Swedish accent is showing up.
Charlie, I saved the next introduction for the last. I know you're interested in the ladies, so I'd like to present Mary Livingston.
Hello, Charlie.
Well, 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 well. Hubba, hubba, and babaloo. The rest of you peasants can leave now. I'm about to begin Operation McCoy.
Oh, Charlie, you're the cutest thing I ever saw.
Oh, Mary. Mary, what a beautiful name. You're perfect for such a beautiful girl.
Oh, Charlie. You know, Mary, it isn't often one sees a girl
as gorgeous as you are.
darling.
Your beautiful soft silky hair, your deep brown eyes, your kissable lips.
Charlie, now stop.
You're embarrassing Miss Livingston.
Let him talk. Let him talk.
Let him talk. I'm liable to learn something.
Ah, Mary.
Yes, Charlie.
Here comes you, Mary. Let me put my arm around you. That's it.
Give me your handkerchief, Berger. My monocle's steamed up here.
Come here, Charlie. I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
Now, I'll be right there, baby. Charlie, now behave yourself. Let me loose, Bergen. After all, I'm not made of wood, you know.
All right. See, I always thought that he was.
Say, Jack, I've got to get back to my rehearsal. Hey, what was it you wanted to see me about?
Well, Edgar, it's a business matter. I thought we'd talk about it in private.
Yeah.
Now, look here.
All right, Jack, so we can take us in.
Yeah, let's all go out and get a cup of coffee.
Well, Jack, what is it you want to talk about now?
You know, Edgar, I've always admired you. I watched you start in radio. I watched you climb and become bigger and bigger and bigger. And each year, I was happy because of your success.
Careful, Bergen. The last guy who started out like that sold you the bikini balloon.
Balloon?
All right, Joe Bergen ain't paying attention.
Now, look, Edgar. You're at the pinnacle of your career, one of the greatest stars in radio. But I have something that will make you even greater, and I'm not going to be selfish enough to keep it from you.
Well, my goodness, what are you going to give me, Jack?
My new quartet.
A quartet, yes?
And for only $1,000 a week.
What?
$750.
No, Jack, it's not the price. I'm sure they're worth $1,000, but wait a minute. You're not talking about the quartet you hired for your commercial, are you?
Oh, you've heard him?
$300.
No.
Oh, I'm really not interested at all.
But, Edgar, how can you pass up such an opportunity as this? Just think of it. $300 for the best quartet in Los Angeles.
Bergen wouldn't pay $300 for Los Angeles.
I wouldn't sell it to him. Now, listen, Edgar, before you say no, definitely, you got to hear these boys once more. I want to show you what they can do with a commercial.
All right.
Hey, Don, bring the boys in here a minute.
Okay, come on in, fellas.
Wait till you hear this up here.
Well, man, what do you want, Jack?
I want Edgar to hear what these boys can do with a commercial.
Why, certainly. Just listen to this. Take this, boys.
Okay, from Sanborn.
Bad Bergen, let's get out of here.
No, Jack, no.
Bergen,
so good.
200.
No, Jack. No.
150.
Bergen, let's go. I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry.
All right. $100.
All right, man.
So long.
Go on.